Well, it's good to be in God's house this morning, and we're glad that you're here. I don't know if I ever introduced myself. I'm Brian Davis, lead pastor here at Fairlawn, and we're so glad that you've chosen to worship with us today. We're going to take our offering a little bit later in the service, but I need to let you know that if you do have a little one this morning, we have a cry room that's in room 101 in the hallway here that runs parallel to the sanctuary. You can find that in the service is being piped in there. You know, one of the things, I remember when I came here and interviewed, you know, I was a part of planning a couple of churches in St. Louis. And I think a couple of people were kind of scared I was going to come here and we were going to immediately plant a church or something. And so I remember people saying, I don't think we need to do that. But one of the things that became evident right off the bat after I'd been here very long was the number of Hispanics and Spanish-speaking people in our community. And I remember praying about it and saying, God, you know, this is something we could do. We have some parts of the facility that we could utilize for that. And it just seemed that the more and more we were in the community, that that was such a possibility. And I'd kind of put it on the back burner. And then about a year ago, I don't know if they remember this or not. They probably remember the interview. But Alfonso and Ana Reyes were on, I was on a board that was interviewing prospective people to be ordained. And so they came and they met with us and they're part of one of our Spanish churches there in Kansas City. And I'm sitting there and I'm saying, like, okay, Lord, you know what? If you gave us somebody like that, then you know what? I think we could do something at Topeka. And a few months later, our Hispanic coordinator got us all together, actually here at the church and other churches, other pastors in our community, Nazarene pastors. And we sat down and we talked about the possibility of starting a Spanish-speaking congregation here in Topeka. And lo and behold, he mentioned the name. And I went, oh my goodness, God, that's not funny. You know, God just kind of goes like, well, you got to be a part of this, don't you? And so we're very excited. There are at least three other Nazarene churches that we're working with here in our city to sponsor at least one plant. And I'll let them share in just a moment, but there may be more than that, actually. And so we have a great, we have almost, I think, 16% of the 2010 census was Spanish-speaking at Topeka. I think when they do the census this year, they're going to find it's closer to 20. And there are none of our Nazarene churches are being very effective at reaching that community for Christ. And so we, four of us, have gotten together along with our Hispanic coordinator for the district, and they have sponsored, and we're bringing the Reyeses to come. And so I want to invite you to welcome this morning as they're going to come speak to us today, Pastors Alfonso and Ana Reyes. We're going to have you guys come on up and make them welcome this morning. They're going to share with us their testimony and then what God's laid on their heart to do here in Topeka. And we are very glad to have them this morning. Yeah, hold hands. I mean, I almost trip a lot of Sundays. So anyway, there you go. Thank
you. Buenos dias.
Good morning.
Gracias por recibirnos, por abrir este hermoso lugar.
Thank you for opening this beautiful place and for receiving us here today.
Estamos muy contentos.
We are so overwhelmed.
De estar aquí con ustedes.
To be here with you guys.
Quiero compartir, para empezar, una porción de la Palabra de Dios.
So, we're going to open our Bibles on God's words.
Es Romanos 14, 15.
It's Romans 14, 15 and 17.
Y yo uso la Nueva Traducción Viviente.
We use the New Living Translation.
Amén. Vamos a la palabra de Dios se lee en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
We read the word of God in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Y dice así: Pero ¿cómo pueden ellos invocarlo para que los salve si no creen en él? ¿Y cómo pueden creer en Él si nunca han oído de Él? ¿Y cómo pueden oír de Él a menos que alguien se los diga? ¿Y cómo irá alguien a contarles sin ser enviado? Por eso las Escrituras dicen: qué hermosos son los pies de los mensajeros que traen buenas noticias.
But how can they call him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news.
Y el 17 dice, así que la fe viene por el oír, es decir, por oír la buena noticia acerca de Cristo.
So faith comes from hearing, that is hearing the good news about Christ.
Lo que el apóstol Pablo nos dice, le decía aquí a los romanos, era que la importancia del evangelio que debía de ser predicado tanto a los judíos como a los gentiles. Por eso dice, le dice a los romanos que deberían hablar de las buenas nuevas.
The apostle Paul is telling us about the importance of the gospel, which must be preached both Jews and Gentiles. So he tells the Romans that they should talk about the good news of salvation.
Para que la gente hispana aquí en Topeka escuche estas buenas nuevas del evangelio y lo reciban en su corazón, deben de suceder tres cosas.
For the Hispanic people in Topeka to hear the good news of the gospel and receive it, three things must happen.
Tienen que oír, creer y confesar.
They have to listen, they have to believe and confess.
Pero este oír no es cualquier cosa. La gente aquí en Topeka escucha toda clase de noticias. Pero Isaías dice que este oír es el mensaje de Cristo, el cual transformará sus vidas.
But what they are going to hear is not an everyday thing. He says that because of people every day hear all kind of news. So Isaiah said that this hearing is a message of Christ who will transform their lives forever.
Y es, ellos van a creer que el Dios que estamos presentando es capaz de darles un futuro mejor para ellos y para toda su familia.
So they need to believe because the God that we're presenting to them is capable to change their lives and the lives of their whole family.
Y para que ellos puedan confesar, que pueden tener la confianza de confesarle al Señor sus pecados y que puedan ser libres de una vez y para siempre.
So they also need to confess, that may have the confidence to confess to the Lord their sins, and they might be free once and for all by the power of the gospel of Christ.
Entonces nuestro propósito es confesar, proclamar el evangelio en español aquí en la ciudad de Topeka, para que todas las personas, para que este evangelio pueda ser escuchado en español.
Our purpose here is proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in Spanish to every person here in Topeka who has not heard it.
Nosotros creemos que la gente puede cambiar sus vidas al escuchar la palabra de Dios. Creyendo que Jesús puede, este evangelio que Jesús los da, les da esperanza. Eso es lo que nosotros creemos.
We believe that people can change their life by listening to the word of God, by listening to the gospel, and give them hope.
Sabe que Israel guardó el mensaje, o sea, del evangelio, y lo ignoró porque no quería obedecer.
Oh, so Israel Instead of accepting the message of the gospel, better ignore it, because they didn't want to obey.
Pero por medio de la palabra de Dios se fortalece la fe y es fundamental para obtener la salvación.
But through the word of God, faith is strengthened. And this faith is fundamental to obtain salvation.
Entonces nosotros no queremos ser egoístas y quedarnos con ese mensaje.
So we don't want to be selfish and keep this message for ourselves. We want to go and give out there to the people in Topeka, to this new Hispanic that growing up in this area. We want to take them first to Christ through the Church of the Nazarene. We don't want any other religions or any other, you know, disturbances take them their heart first. We have seen a lot of loneliness around here in Topeka. As a matter of fact, I was talking to my husband last night and the other couple who's helping us. I was telling them, look, you can even see, if you come at night, the city seems more alive than during the day because of the lights in their houses. So you see people in their houses. But during the day, there's no one around. And we feel a lot of loneliness around. So we need to change that a little. Amen.
Entonces, mi esposa les va a compartir acerca de la visión, cómo ustedes pueden ayudarnos y cómo podemos trabajar juntos.
So now I'm going to share about the vision that the district bring to you guys. Our vision is to plant the Spanish churches on every American congregation here in Topeka. I believe there are 6 or 7 churches here. And our mission is to make disciples like Christ, Spanish disciples like Christ here in Topeka, because we are working with that. And you know, one thing is that as long as we are evangelizing areas around, we are also talking to the English people. So that's what I said to Pastor this morning, by the time we start evangelizing around here, maybe you guys can come with us. You know the area. You know this place, right? So here in Topeka, since the capital city, the population is about 130,000 people, I believe, something like that. And there are about 20,000 Hispanics, might be 30 by now. They told us about 16.1%, probably will be a little more than that because we Hispanic grow up as the Israelites. So we have the conviction that God has called us to this place. We were in a local church for 22 years. This is our first assignment out of home. So I'm challenging you, every one of you who's been here for a long time and say, oh, I'm going to live and die here. No. You need to prepare yourself and go out for the Lord. There is people that need to hear the gospel. There is people that need to hear your testimony, which I believe each one of your testimony is going to be a great thing on every little soul you can touch and say, hey, I made different a long time ago. And now I go to a church where I praise the Lord with all my heart and all my soul. And my family does, even if your family doesn't, because you know our families, our own families, you know how they are. But you tell them, my family does, because me and my house will serve the Lord. That's what I keep saying. Amen? So, but we are here in this challenge together. This is a great challenge. The Kansas City District, you and I, is planning to plant 3 Hispanic churches so far in the 3 American churches we already visit. So this is a great job that we are going to do together. And how are we going to do it? Well, first, we're going to pray and pray and pray with all your heart to reach out to Spanish people. We're working on having a couple of pastors in each church. So we might see some Hispanic coming. We want to have someone available for them. So we keep praying for that. Keep praying for the leaders, for the church pastor, for you guys. So you can have your heart open when all these people come because they make noise. Hispanic people make noise. So we're going to pray for all that, for those children, for those youth, for those men and women, families that we need to outreach. And then another thing is that if you have someone that you know that speaks Spanish, you just come and say, hey, how you doing? How you been doing? You know what? We're going to open a Hispanic ministry in our church. Would you like to come, or would you like the visits from the pastors? We are able to go anywhere. And we want to come and visit these people. Maybe you want to have a visit with them, or maybe you want them to call you. You can give us their number. Especially if they have in a bad situation, or they're sick, or they need prayer. Just offer prayer. That's what we do when we are knocking on doors now. We knock on doors and we are not like the Jehovah Witness, you know. We knock on doors and we offer prayers. Offer them what the Lord have given to you that is here in the church. That's the second thing we need from you. And the third thing we need is if you have the willing in your heart to give any financial support, everything we collect in the offering, it goes to the Kansas City District. They are the one handling all these finances for the project. Amen?
Testimonio. Mm-hmm. Quiero hablarles acerca de mi testimonio.
I want to say something about my testimony.
¿Cómo fue que yo conocí a Cristo? ¿Cómo Él me rescató?
How God took me.
Yo tenía problemas serios con el alcohol.
I have serious problem with alcoholism.
Con mi esposa.
With my wife.
Con mis hijos.
With my children.
Y con todos los que me rodeaban.
And with everybody around.
Nadie me quería.
Nobody wanted me.
Todos decían que yo no valía la pena.
Everyone said that I wasn't worth it at all.
Pero en el 2002.
But in 2002.
Hubo alguien que invirtió tiempo en mi vida.
There was someone that decided to talk to me about God and give me time.
Y me persistió y me persistió y me habló y me habló.
And this person was so consistent and persistent in my life.
Después que lo había corrido de mi casa dos veces.
I ran him out of my house two times.
Yo estaba viendo un partido de fútbol.
I was watching a soccer game.
Y a este pastor le gustaba el fútbol también.
So this pastor enjoying me watching the game.
Entonces dijo, ya sé cómo le voy a entrar a este hombre.
So he says, oh, I know the way to get in his heart now.
Y se puso a ver el partido conmigo.
So he watched the game, the whole game.
Y tuvo todo el mes que duraba, era el mundial.
It was the World Cup. The whole month, so he was coming every day to the house to watch the games with him.
Y así estuvo visitándome.
So he kept visiting me.
Y lo que quiero decir con esto es que por eso yo lo hago ahora.
That's why I do it now. Give that time to people.
Porque hubo alguien que Dios mandó a esa persona, porque Dios no hace nada así a lo. Él tiene todo planificado para cada uno de nosotros.
I know that was God's will that person come to my house and spend that time with me because he does everything perfectly.
Entonces, después de todo eso, nos estábamos a punto de separarnos con mi esposa.
After all that, we were just about to separate with my wife.
Y él me dijo,
and he told me,
yo no te puedo ayudar.
I cannot help you.
Pero de este Dios que yo te estoy hablando,
but this God that I'm talking about,
él sí te puede ayudar.
He can thus help you.
Y esa es la razón por la cual nosotros aceptamos este reto de venir al pastorado.
That's how we accept this challenge to become pastors.
Porque estas personas, ellos no saben que hay esperanza.
Because these people, they don't know there is hope.
Pero como decía el pasaje,
but like the passage said,
¿Cómo ellos van a oír?
How they gonna hear?
Si nadie va a decirles.
If nobody go and tell them.
Entonces, yo estoy tremendamente agradecido con Dios.
So I'm very thankful with the Lord.
Porque Él transformó mi vida.
Because He transformed my life.
Y yo sé que nosotros no podemos pagarle con nada.
And we cannot pay Him back with any money.
Pero sí podemos ser sus manos, sus pies.
But we can be His feet and His hands.
Y hablarle a la gente de Topeka que hay un Dios que puede ayudarles a cambiar sus vidas.
And talk to people in Topeka that there is a God that can help them to change their life.
Y que disfruten lo que yo disfruto y lo que usted disfruta en esa relación con Dios.
And they can have greatness in that relationship with God. They can be happy, they can be joyful as well as we are. They can become like that too.
Para Dios no hay nada imposible.
For God, there is nothing impossible. Amen.
Pero tenemos que nosotros serle fiel.
But we have to be faithful to Him. We came to the Church of the Nazarene between the 90s and the 2000s. And we didn't know that we were starting a church in there. The Lord closed our eyes completely, at least mine. I didn't know what I was doing. I just got to a Spanish group because a sign out the church called me that it says there were Spanish services. I had a very hard time with him. It was about my life and it was about the life of my children. And I was so confused trying to make decisions. Should I leave him? Should I stay? You know how women are sometimes. We think, should I kill him or not? How am I gonna do it? We go through that. Amen. How we are going to do it? He doesn't change. He's not. And I keep telling the Lord one day, he's not worth it. He's not worth it. Look at him. He's all alcoholized in there. You know, it's an addiction. And it's hard to go through an addiction with someone. And then one day I say to the Lord, oh, Lord, please take him. I don't know how you're going to do it, but please take him. But I didn't tell him to take him to heaven. I say, take him to someone who can change his life. Because if I wasn't capable to do it and to help him, someone else could do it. And I pour my heart to the Lord and I say that. And after that, the Lord started to work the way he just told you guys. And our children grow up in the church. And we've been there, like I say, for 22 years. But everything started because we believe. We believe in the Lord. And probably problems and cases like ours are anywhere. We have found people with sickness, with marriage problem, with children problem, adult children problems, with addictions. And I said to my husband, there is so much need. And I believe in every one of you is a little church inside. So we need to find our people. You know, like I was talking about loneliness, and I was saying to my husband, these people need to knock on their neighbor's door and tell them, do you need a cup of coffee? Can I take a cup of coffee with you? I just need someone to talk to. Truly, they open their heart because we've been knocking on doors and people start to pour their hearts out, telling us their problems. And we pray right there with them. They might never come back to church, but you know how the Lord works. You plant a little seed in here, you plant a little seed in there, and the Lord is already planting the seed for your church. Amen? We really want to encourage you guys to prepare your heart to begin with, to prepare your mind, and to start to look for those people that you know. Either they speak English or Spanish, just try to talk to them. Amen?
Yo quiero, no sé cómo hacerlo, si en español o
en español.
Quiero orar para que Dios prepare los corazones de ustedes Y los corazones de las personas que nosotros no conocemos, pero Dios sí sabe, las conoce.
I want to pray for you guys so God can prepare your hearts and the hearts of those people you are going to reach. Amen. So why we don't stand up and let's put our minds and our hearts to the Lord here.
Padre, gracias por este tiempo.
Lord, thank you for this time.
Sabemos, Señor, que es tu plan, tu deseo.
We know it's your plan and your will.
Que haya aquí una iglesia en español.
That there should be a Spanish ministry in this place.
Y creemos, Padre, que tú lo vas a hacer.
And we believe, God, that you will do it.
Porque tú nunca mientes, mi Dios.
Because you never lie, Lord.
Y si tú has puesto en el corazón de los líderes de esta iglesia un deseo de una iglesia en español.
And if you have put on this leadership of this church hearts about a Spanish ministry.
Así será, Padre Eterno.
It will be like that.
No pedimos que nos ayudes, que nos animes.
So we ask for you, God, to help us and to give us strength to go through this.
Y gracias, Señor, porque nos tomas en cuenta para esto.
And we want to give you thanks from each one of us because you have taken us to do your work.
Bendícenos, pues, y guárdanos.
Bless us, Lord, and keep us together.
Permítenos, danos todo lo que necesitemos para poder seguir en esta obra.
And open new ways to continue this work, Lord.
Gracias, Padre.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amén.